Anthony has been in touch with us. He is not happy with Liam Neeson. He says, Frank, integrated education is an attempt to diminish Irishness and our sense of Catholicism. Nothing else, says Anthony. This is the reason that he's not happy with the actor, the superstar who is Liam Neeson.
As Northern Ireland moves forward from division, who do we look to for a future we can share? Our children. So why continue to educate them apart? Different religions, different backgrounds, different schools. There is another way. Protestants and Catholics, other beliefs and none, learning and working together every day. Most people agree that educating children together is a better way forward for our society. It's time to turn our aspiration into reality. Do you know that you, the parents, can help begin the process of integrating your school? Believe in your children. Believe in their future. Register your support now at integratemyschool.com, and together we can build a better society for everyone.
So this Liam, very clear on how he feels about it. The Hollywood star, the man from Ballymena, he has lent his voice to a new initiative to bring integrated education to within reach for nearly every school in Northern Ireland. The Integrated Education Fund has launched Integrate My School, I'm In campaign. And one of the spokespeople is David Cook. David, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
So, David, what about like a school that would traditionally be a controlled or maintained? And for, the, you know, to keep it simple, we talk Protestant or Catholic here.
Yep.
So you go to a Catholic school and you feel, right, I'm here and there's a Catholic ethos and this is the reason that I've sent my children to this school. But I'm listening to Liam Neeson and I want the school to be integrated. Is that possible?
Well, it is. I mean, the transformation process, Frank, is open to all sectors. That's controlled, maintained, or voluntary grammars. But if I could take Anthony's point, there's never been any attempt on the part of the integrated movement to diminish the concept of education within a Catholic ethos. The only difference is if you attend an integrated school, you can have a perfectly good Catholic education. You can also have a perfectly good Protestant education. You just have them under the same roof.
It's a hard argument to beat back, if you don't mind me saying, David. I'm sure you'll be happy for me to say it, because I do look at schools today, and I've a lot of people who I'm very familiar with who work in the teaching sector, and I qualified as a teacher. A lot of my peer group and friends are teachers, and I'm in and out of schools, and the number of religions, for example, that you see in a Catholic school, we're not just talking about the occasional person from a Protestant background, we're talking about people who would be from a Jewish background or people from a Muslim background or people from no religion whatsoever. Some of the schools are peppered with that sort of experience.
They are, Frank, and we're not trying to take away people's choice. Indeed, the whole purpose of the Integrate My School platform is to give parents more choice. And all of this stems from some research that we did in 2013, which demonstrated that upwards of 79% of parents decided they would support a school becoming formally integrated. But only 1 in 10 of those parents knew that it was possible. So all the Integrate My School campaign is about is highlighting that there is this process and you can't avail yourself of it. And it's both a confidential and a democratic process. So we're not trying to foist any particular campaign on people. I mean, it's there. It's always been there. In fact, Frank's been there since 1978. It's just that people haven't been aware of it.
But how would it work in reality if the school belongs to the Catholic Church, for example? I'm not just using Catholics as the only example here, but it's the one that's crossing my mind at the moment, because there's a debt of gratitude to the Catholic Church for setting up the schools, for providing the facilities, for owning the land and all of that. You just can't weigh in and say, right, we're changing the rules now.
Well, we're not weighing in. That's the whole point, Frank. This is a parent-driven initiative. In the first instance, it takes 20% of those parents, or parents representing 20% of the children at the school, simply to register an interest. There's then a confidential ballot. And if a simple majority of 50% more of the parents decide that they want the school to transform, then the transformation takes place. But it takes place against the backdrop of a development proposal that goes to the Department of Education. So I fully acknowledge that everyone in the maintained sector does owe a debt of gratitude. But, you know, times have moved on, and it's the parents who are paying the taxes that actually fund the education budget. Frank, and all this is doing is actually giving parents